But she said, there's a place called Tubby's that's open. Tubby's. So we went to this place called Tubby's. It was us, two old guys at the end of the bar. Was it Fatty and Vera? Oh my goodness. We had the chicken strips. I had the buffalo chicken strips and Dave had the plain buffalo. No, he just had the plain chicken strips.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
There's a place called Tubby's that's open.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 2652 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday the 27th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm going to try to catch up on some voice letters, and there was something in the Villa mailbox. Hello, Tinkers, Dammers, Big Fatty Whitman Tinker strikes again. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, let me tell you, you are Whitman Tinkers, Dammers today, because y'all, I did not sleep worth a Whitman Tinkers Dam, Big Fatty. Regular gentleman callers who enjoys the special chai was planning to come over, and y'all is running late, and y'all, I was trying to get a little bit of sleep before he got over here, and they just kept getting later and later, and he was sending me these updates, and of course, every time he sent an update, it woke me up. So I said, okay, I don't need any more updates. Just tell me when you're leaving to come over. And y'all didn't ever hear from him. And y'all, it's probably a good thing, because Big Fatty was, I don't want to say in a fog, but I'm just kind of, I think I'm just tired. Big Fatty! So y'all, I may go to, Big Fatty, you gonna be able to stay up for Final Jeopardy? Well, I don't know if I am or not, but, we'll give it the old college try. Yes, Big Fatty! Gussie, y'all, today the 27th of March, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, Big Fay has met this person a couple of times, I think, at the Pride 48 out there in Las Wages. He is the host. He is the main host of that secretly timid little show, y'all. It's secretly timid John. Oh, Big Fatty, he's a cutie patootie. It's true. I don't know a whole lot about John. I don't know if he's on the Twitty or the FaceSpace. So, Big Fatty, does he like kick? I don't know. But y'all, if you see secretly timid John on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And if he doesn't like kick, tell him to send it to me. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, you know, last week when I got that that case of the toilet paper. Oh, y'all, by the way, Miss Beaver was so glad that Shark Week was over. But y'all, she did send a she did send a message. Oh, actually, she posted it over there at the BFO, I think. Let's just see if oh no, I've got it right here. she says about talking. I told her that next year we needed to have a short story from KB, and y'all, that could either be Miss Bacon or Miss Beaver. y'all, speaking of Miss Bacon, we have not heard from Miss Patty Bacon in a while, so I hope she's okay. Y'all, but Miss Beaver says, yes, this happens to the lesbians too. I defiled a Buddhist temple. Discovered the beauty of Japanese squatting turlets and ruined a pair of perfectly new Mickey Mouse socks. Fanny, poor Miss Beaver. Well, Miss Beaver, thank you so much for sharing your defiling Buddhist temple story. Yes, Big Fanny, somebody's got to do it, I guess. It might as well be Miss Beaver. But y'all, you know, I thought that big box was be from Mr. Cackle, because Mr. Cackle said to be on the lookout for something. Well, of course, it was from Moose Pete. Y'all, by the way, I've been told by several people that, to include Moose Pete, that the DVD, the thing that Moose sent me for the computer, y'all, that was in response to Big Fatty saying that he did not have anything to play a DVD on. You know, in the back of that book that Kathy Marshall sent me, and y'all, it never occurred to me, but several people are helping me out. Yes, Big Fatty, the elderly need help. But anyway, so all that being said, Big Fatty, can yes, you're going off the track more than the old gal does. But anyway, y'all, there's a can, or there's something here from Mr. Cackle, and y'all, we're just gonna open it up right now and see what we got. Y'all, it's in a black brown brown paper wrapper. So y'all, it's probably something vulgar. let's just see what it says here. Oh, there's a little Big Fatty, it's a blank piece of paper. But inside the blank piece of paper, y'all, there's some scratch offs. Big Fatty, he went all out. He got you two $1 ones. He did. Y'all, one of them is the Flo Rida, five times the cash, and the other one is the $500 a week for life, guaranteed for 20 years. Big Fatty, that's about life for you. Well, Mr. Cackle, thank you so much for thinking of Big Fatty while you were on your vacation, your holiday down there in the Flo Rida. Y'all, he's down there in the Key West. With Dr. P, y'all, evidently, and y'all, they went to the Olive Garden the other day, and evidently, Dr. P you would have thought it was Big Ricky in there, just ate everything on the Fanny, extra breadsticks. Y'all, I'm gonna go ahead and scratch one of these right now, and I'll save one for later. Y'all, went up to $10,000. This is the five times the cash. Match any of your numbers to the winning number when the prize shown for that number. Get a 5X symbol and win five times that prize. So y'all, let's see what the winning number is here. The winning number is the number 3. All right. And y'all, I've got five times, five things to scratch. The first one is number 7. No winner there. Number 14. Not a winner. The next one is number 9. No winner there. We've got a number 10. Not a winner. And then the last one is a number 17. Not a winner. But that's all right. But Mr. Cackle, thank you so much. You know, I'm going to go ahead and scratch the other one too. y'all, and this one is, okay, we'll just double the prize if there's a 2X. Okay, y'all, let's see what the winning number is. The winning number here is, the winning number is number 1, Big Fatty TT. Here we go. The first one is a number 8, not a winner. And then there's a number 9, no winner there. We've got a number 5, not a winner. We've got a number four, not a winner. And the last one is a number seven, Big Fatty, not a winner. But, you know, it's fun. It's fun just to scratch anyway. Big Fatty, when you say things like that, it is just vulgar. And thank you again, Mr. Cackle. Yes, Big Fatty.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Mean Keen, the self-appointed number one sports ball fan of the BFO. The NCAA tournament starts in an hour, and I'm so late on doing my bracket. I thought I'd call you and give you quick picks. I don't want to bore the listener, so I'm going to start with the Sweet 16. Virginia, Kentucky, Tennessee, Cincinnati, Xavier, Gonzaga, Michigan, North Carolina, Nova, West Virginia, Texas Tech, Purdue, Kansas, New Mexico State, Michigan State, Duke. E8, Virginia, Cincinnati, Xavier, Michigan, West Virginia, Purdue, Kansas, Duke has it so easy this year until they hit Kansas. A Final Four of Virginia, Xavier, Purdue, Kansas. Championship, I have Virginia, 78, Kansas, 63. I'm a diehard Jayhawker, so I'm hoping that doesn't happen. But the KU can't hit the threes, they don't win. And Virginia's a good defense. So that's my bracket winner. I have Virginia, but hoping for Kansas. For calling in. Bye.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Mean Keen. Y'all, he is the self-appointed resident sports ball expert here at the BFO. And first of all, Mean Keen, thank you so much for the call. Big Fatty, you've had that one for several weeks. And y'all, if you heard, he was calling that in just before the tournament began. And y'all, we're down to the Final Four now, and unlike Big Fatty, he's at least got one team still in it, and that's the Kansas. Big Fatty just yes, Big Fatty, you should have gone with those Ramblers and Sister June or Sister Jean. Y'all, have you seen that old woman she's like 98 years old, and she's in the wheelchair? Y'all, they're all wearing those Larry Potter scarves, but... Loyola, Chicago, Big Fatty, I wonder if Digger cheers for him, probably, anyway, Mean King, thank you so much for the call. I'm sorry it's, just getting around to it, but Big Fatty, I think he called back. Well, he did.
Big Fatty, Mean King, self-appointed unofficial, number one sports ball fan of the BFO. I lied earlier. I just read where Virginia, top player broke his wrist and was out for the tournament. So I had to update before they locked in my, picks on all the websites I signed up for 5 minutes before noon East Coast time. So I changed it to Xavier beating Virginia in, the EE or the Final Four, and then Xavier winning it all. So that's my update. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. Dick, I see, y'all, the Mean King again. You know, he's coming to the, Pride 48 down there in the Nolans. And, yes, because he's going to all those vulgar places you want to go. It's true. Mean King, thank you so much for updating that. Didn't improve your chances any. Big Fatty, I knew he should have chosen University of Maryland, Baltimore, Baltimore County, UMBC. Big Fatty, it's a powerhouse, it's true. They had a better chance than Virginia did of winning it all. So, nonetheless, Mean King, I know you'll be watching Saturday night for the So semifinals, and then a week from next Monday night. So me and Keith, if you want to call in and just kind of now that you know the final four, let us know what you think, how it's going to end. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Hannah. I'm calling with my GPS 50. I went a little crazy on this one, but when I'm not been known to go crazy at CVS. Okay, so first and foremost, I bought 8 bottles of the black cherry or kiwi sherbet. Nothing out of any good with the bottles. I also bought a 13.3-ounce container of cashew pieces and halves. I got 3 25-count packages of lavender face makeup wipes that I got. I got an NYX lip color. I also got an NYX as a balloon. I don't know, for case you don't know, because you don't do drag. I also got a eyebrow pencil, and I got a 10-pack of contact lens lotion. And I paid, including tax, $42.76. I saved $33.56. I actually have the waters from four for $2, so I saved basically $4 right there. The cashew halves were normally $8.99 plus $6.50, figure that math out, and they were sold for $8.99. Then I had a $5 off of pharmacy rewards. I had a $3 off the coin. $2 off $8 or more of contact lens solution, and then I have a 7% off coupon. So I kind of did not like a bandit. And I got like 4,000 receipts of coupons too, so it got me to keep shopping there. Just call me bastard. Hey, right, what do you say?
Dig. Dig. I see y'all got, of course, is Princess Hannah. Big Fatty didn't understand a thing she said. First of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the call. I picked up that you got 8 bottles of something and an eyebrow pencil and some contact solution, and you saved $33. Big Fatty, she needs to take all that money and go get a new cellular telephonic device. Well, I don't know what it is, but Princess Hannah, it doesn't matter what you got. You saved $33, which I think is lovely. Just lovely. I tell you what. You may be coupon Princess Hannah. Big Fatty, the coupon princess. Anyway, I know you're hell-bent and determined to put the CVS out of business, and it I don't know what I was saying. Big Fatty, that's all right. Maybe we can get you a micro hoist to not pick up as well either, and then we won't have to listen to what you have to say. Well, on double speed, it's very hard. Yes, Big Fatty. So anyway, y'all, before the time runs out, I mentioned this yesterday, but y'all, we're having a suits meeting, hopefully sometime this week, we're hoping to have the discount code, the coupon code for the Nolens Holiday Inn Superdome. Yes, Big Fatty. And as soon as we have it, Big Fatty will get it out to you. Yes, Big Fatty. So just be prepared. Yes, Big Fatty. Be prepared for that. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday, y'all. And Big Fatty, I hope you sleep better Monday night, you and me both. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, there's probably a voice you hadn't heard in a long time. Y'all, it is that freak Quincy from the Gay Wasteland. Y'all, he's brought his little show back. And y'all, so go over there and subscribe to it. It's called The Gay Wasteland. And, Frequency, can you tell us about your new studio where you record, the little show?
There's a place called Tubby's that's open.
Oh, that sounds lovely. Do they have tater tots? Yes!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.